Mr. Lucky Philip Dube, reggae star from South Africa, dead and gone 5 years ago. No. Yes, I rephrase that. The man was assassinated 5 years ago. The name is Asante Kotoko. Greetings, family.
Reggae star Lucky Dube has been shot dead in an attempted carjacking in Johannesburg. The 43-year-old singer was South Africa's biggest-selling reggae artist. In 1984, South Africa's apartheid government banned his record, Rastas Never Die. Lucky Dube said at the time the apartheid government viewed his music as a threat.
They didn't like reggae. Period. They just didn't like reggae because reggae music became a threat to them. Because reggae was talking, even though, say, for instance, with Jamaican reggae, it was talking about things happening in Jamaica, but it was the same things that were happening in South Africa. So the music became a big threat to the government.
On Sunday, police arrested 5 men in connection with the murder of Lucky Dube.
Saying the sounds of the late Lucky Dube, assassinated on the 18th of October in Rosettenville in South Africa. Yeah, many might like to argue with me. I say a man is a conspiracy theorist. I'm not like that. I'm just working on averages being an African. I know Africa. and I know the politics, and you know, from these so-called revolutionaries of Africa, they do a lot to protect themselves, and their masters, the European people, them still work for.
Colors say it's a Me say, all over the world, I want name a mention when it comes to relieve tension. Asante Kotoko. Bring the good vibration in a this Armageddon.
Asante Kotoko, live and direct, coming from England. I hope I find you all blessed. the truth shall set you free, but the truth shall isolate you and get you killed, most probably, like what happened to Brother Lucky Philip Dube, murdered by some two-bit robbers in South Africa there. Really, the scenario always is some big money man pay up somebody and say, get rid of that man. Because it turns out it was a botched robbery. They never take the car, they never take his mobile phone. So for me, it's flags up. Governments of the world, all of them illegal. Them now want nobody to tell the truth because them want the sheep to stay asleep so that they can lead them off a cliff every time.
How do you feel when you lie?
Me say, all over the world, I want name a mention when it comes to relieve tension.
Asante Kotoko.
Bring the good vibration in the this Armageddon.
Survived by him of one daughter and a son. I suppose his missus still alive somewhere. Anyway, me know a bit about the daughter because she's into the reggae business. Her name is Nkuli and she's doing quite well. Still the backing band named Slaves are doing good too. Good thing though is every time somebody dead, people notice. And right now, all Lipa people start listening to Lucky Dube. Yeah man, he have all Lipa things to say because the man take him time and he notice. You know, him realize, if you check through him lyrics, yeah, him realize, no man, that independence them got in South Africa was nothing but fake. Because never really work for the common man. Even though a lot of people couldn't understand the message that time, the government did, and them big people understand and them like to take out a threat before it grows, you know, like shoot them before they grow a policy. Anyway, if you look at if the man had lived in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Senegal, most of them big African country, he would have had to have left the country or ended up in prison because of the songs he sang. And South Africa is no different, you understand? tune called Mickey Mouse Freedom. It's what we're living under in just about all countries in Africa there. Because if you look at the industrial base of South Africa, it's basically foreign. If you look at a dead man like Cecil John Rhodes, he's been dead a couple hundred years right now, maybe 100 years or so. Anyway, in his death, the man lives better than the living African. Yeah, that's how weird and twisted this whole scenario is. And these are the things Lucky Dube was talking about. The reason me not really talk too much today is me really wish you could listen to what the man have to say, you understand? And then judge for yourself if it was a botched robbery or, you understand, somebody had a reason to take him out. Anyway, me have the man Melam Ganje here with a tune, Lucky Dube. Tribute to the man. Lucky Dube. We are around to be our brother's keepers, not our brother's strippers. It no matter how much money or how much dung you feel you're gone, you can't pick yourself up by selling your soul and selling your brother's soul. All of them, same thing, themselves the same master, greed, selfishness, and big money man. The tune from Barrington Levy, thing called Murderer.
The magnet at them cheap walk, come kick out my teeth, come into my.
Yeah, I know people they say, yeah, Santa, you talk too much, you say this and say that, you say things where there's nothing to be seen. Right, okay, Nigeria, Ras Kimono, the man can't live in Nigeria no more, he must have left the country and go to America, and he wasn't hitting half as hard as Lucky, no way. And then we have the man like Tekken Jaffa, call it, the man from the Ivory Coast there. Steal him to leave his country too, them kick him out, yeah. And we have the man Innocent Galinoma, the man from Tanzania there, them kick him out still, you understand. And all of them, none of them hit as hard as Lucky Dube, so judge for yourself, unless you think South Africa is something different. And nothing different about South Africa, them call it rainbow country. Me tell you what, I know black in the rainbow colors there is why them call it rainbow country.
My murderer, then we suck out your blood. Watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them, my cool. Watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them, my cool. Then my murderer, tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Any boy, when we kid you, we no keep them afraid. Girls, we don't feel, we no chat to them, cause them my murderer.
This is very important, actually. Because of the fact that South Africa is getting into a new era or something, you know, with the elections and all that coming up, you know, and so it's something new. It's very important. That is why I say this thing of being victimized and all that has got to come to an end.
We are the victims every time. However, I believe, as I did when I recorded the album Together as One, that we should always, always be optimistic. You know, the track Different Colors, One People, on the Victims album, is reinforcing my message that we should all unite, irrespective of race, color, or creed. And, you know, when we read in the Bible, about the creation of the earth and all that. The Bible tells us that God created man in his image, but it does not say whether that man that God created was white or black. And so when I see a black man, I see the image of God. I see a white man, I see the image of God. And that's the way it should be.
Leave.
London is just left us some tunes to listen to, some messages to ponder upon, and we're still in this crazy world. So many smokes and mirrors, illusion after illusion. Unless you really, really want or need to know the truth, you won't get it easy like that. You've got to search deep down under for it. This one of my favorites still, a tune called Puppet Master. Somebody pull the strings somewhere behind the curtain. his entire musical life, 25-year period, he made 22 albums, which averages to about just about an album a year, in English, in Zulu, in Afrikaans, and he was the biggest selling reggae artist in South Africa. Let me say Southern Africa, really. He was the biggest selling reggae artist in Zimbabwe too, over time. This tune too, you know, you listen to what the man is saying, it's that's the basic reality, you understand? We have perceived right, all the rights, yeah, you, but the catch is you have to afford the rights, but rights are God given, and when you need money to get your rights, that's a little bit complicated, isn't it? You have the right to remain silent and like silent forever. If you speak up, you get shot and killed.
Yeah.
was well loved and well admired even by some big people in African music, like Mr. Thomas Mapfumo Mukanya, that somewhere out there in the US of A. I remember listening to the man on an interview of his on Visions FM, and he was saying he wishes a lot of youth today would emulate African youth would emulate the example of Lucky Dube on his approach to reggae music. I felt those were wise words, you know, from an elder of sorts.
Music. It has a similarity between his tone and Peter Tosh's tone.
Okay.
I think Jamaicans would like him. Let's give it a try.
This time out of South Africa comes a brother with an album called The House of Exile. Indeed, another hit recording is called Prisoner. Another one that says, I've got you, babe. Together as one, let's welcome to Jamaica and to Reggae Sunsplash 92, let's hear it for Lucky Dube.
And my friend, we had no idea. We had no idea what we were in for.
Yeah.
When Lucky hit the stage, the staff stopped working, the gate people stopped working. The place came to a total halt because we had never seen anything like it. And we knew the music was good, but we had never seen a performance like that. It was absolutely, totally mesmerizing, you know?
Yeah.
And I just stood at the side of the stage, speechless.
When Lucky came on stage and started, it was electrifying. That is the only word to describe the atmosphere in the park. He tore the place down. It was amazing because it was really the first serious African act that ever came to Sunspot. And it was just so wonderful to have them here. It opened up Jamaica's eyes to Africa and African music.
Out of South Africa comes a brother with an album called The House of Exile. Let's welcome to Jamaica and to Reggae Sunsplash 92. Let's hear it for Lucky Dube.
Thank you. What could he have done so wrong? Did we even know he was one of your prophets? Listen to his great songs. Oh, child, what a man we have lost. So we always remember you now and forever for the words you have carried out. And we will not forget all of the things you did. This is a sign to show that times have changed. You're amongst the stars. We will make sure your words live on. Crying tears will fall time to time, but memories of you help us carry on. So we always will remember you now and forever. The whole world's gonna miss Jamaica. Will never forget. Africa will always love. The youth's gonna cry. The whole world's gonna miss Jamaica. Will not forget. Africa is saying.
Tune from Grams Morgan, tune called Rest in Peace, Lucky Dube. Yeah, how Pop will remember all the soldiers who fall in the line of duty. Many have fallen, some losing them life, some incarcerated. Violent assassin taking out the soldiers there. Bob Marley, Prince Fi, Garnet Silk, and now Lucky Dube. And we have them have Buju Banton in lockdown there, out in America somewhere. Anyway, the man used to say he was inspired by the songs of Peter Tosh, and that is what drove him to sing reggae music and inspired him. That militancy that Peter Tosh held, that was one of them things that lit up the fire.
Sibir,
blessing God to him. And they murdered him just like Lucky Dube and many others. Tune called Recruiting a Soldier.
Fight against Jah as he sings, but that won't work. Fight against Jah as he sings.
It's always my pleasure to have you along on Santa's Roots Cuts.
Hear them exalting his name.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Guns and Roses, a wicked combination that. Same tricks, different players, and different time settings. And because we forget, we have to get fooled once, fooled twice, and fooled three times.
I play it, make the wanna jump and shout, hip people rave. The massive feeling fine, yes, the feeling so irate. The blabber is the music every night and day. No matter how them criticize, but what they must say, Jah will guide and protect along the way. You know the Rasta man, he not gonna lead you astray, because the consciousness commit a mistake. Oh Lord, just the one and the same, on the top of the game.
War. That discrimination is such a destruction. Yeah.